Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, allow me to express my sincere congratulations to the chairperson and vice chairpersons to this 38th session of the FAO conference. My greetings and warm wishes to all distinguished heads of and delegates from FAO member countries. My warmest congratulations also to our three new FAO members from South Sudan and also from our ASEAN brothers, Brunei and Singapore. As we all know, the two greatest challenges that the world faces today are food security and nutrition and climate change. As food security is a complex, multidimensional and multi-sectoral issue, the need for a wider and comprehensive engagement of all sectors based on sustainable partnership is crucial. In this context, the Lao government, through the support of FAO, will soon undertake a comprehensive revision of its national food nutrition security strategy, which will include a governance framework on food and nutrition security that engenders full participation of the concerned stakeholders, build on what already exists, and ensure that existing resources are used most effectively while focusing additional resources in prioritized areas where they will have the most impact. By refocusing our strategy, we are hopeful to realize a more balanced diet and nutrition for our population across the country by 2015. The government of the Lao PDR believes that to achieve sustainable agricultural development and ensuring food and nutritional security, we need to continue to assist our farming communities, we need to invest in farmers. This means to continue to providing them with an enabling policy and legal environment, ensuring fair and transparent property rights, security and land tenure, and access to common property resources. It also means providing good infrastructure, expanding access to modern technologies and enhanced connectivity to markets to become more productive in a sustainable manner and empowered to deal with various risks and uncertainty. Within this strategic framework, the Lao government continues to support farmers through easy access to agricultural inputs, dissemination of new farming and post-harvest technology through extension system and the private sector, and substantial investment in achieving a more diverse and better mix of food systems. These efforts are further supported by the programs to address the challenges of climate change, conserving and widely using our diverse genetic resources and building strong cooperative and farmers' organizations. We believe these measures will make the Lao agriculture sector more productive to ensure the availability of sufficient quantities and quality of food to meet the nutritional needs of our people. Moreover, our focus on mixed farming systems should enable us to minimize the risk from natural disasters, price volatility, market failures, and the loss of agrobiodiversity through monoculture plantation, and thereby build the farming systems resilience to ensure sustainable livelihood to our farmers. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, thanks to the continued support provided by our development partners and in particular FAO, the Lao agriculture sector, generally speaking, has recorded a steady growth, and since the year 2000, the country has achieved self-sufficiency in rice production. The government of Lao PDR highly appreciates the invaluable policy and technical support FAO is providing to agriculture development and food security in our country. It is also assisting our countries to forge stronger intra- and intersectoral and cross-border technical and economic cooperation. We are hopeful that the outcomes of this conference will further strengthen FAO to effectively carry out its mandate and core functions toward achieving the strategic objective, contributing to eradication of hunger, food insecurity and malnutrition in the world. In this regard, I have the honour to convey to this conference the full support of my government to the programme of work and budget 2015-2014-15 and the medium-term plan of 2014-2017 proposed by the Director General. We have noted that over the last two decades, FAO budgetary resources declined in real terms while the world faced new food crisis and the effects of climate change in agriculture. Despite the financial difficulties the world is facing today, I believe my fellow delegates will agree that FAO deserve the modest increase in resource the Director General has asked for so it can continue to provide its much-needed support to the agriculture sector in developing countries. Finally, our delegation would like to thank FAO for its continued active role in Lao PDR in helping us in eradicating hunger and malnutrition and realizing the targets set in the World Food Summit Plan of Action and the Millennium Development Goals. Once again, I extend my best wishes to the Chair, Vice Chair, and our delegates. Thank you.